Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Greek Mom's Recipes She Died. I wrote this cookbook by Gus Konstantelis is a hybrid cookbook and memoir centered on Greek home cooking, family inheritance, and grief. Written by a first-generation Greek-American comedian, the book uses food as both a practical guide and a personal archive, presenting more than 75 Greek recipes alongside stories about the author's mother, Julia, whose presence shaped the family kitchen and whose death gave the project its emotional urgency. The book is not a formal culinary manual in the classic sense. Instead, it blends traditional recipes such as spanakopita, moussaka, keftedakia, dolmades, and yuvetsi with reflective commentary that captures the rhythms of immigrant family life. Its purpose is twofold: to preserve dishes associated with a mother's cooking and to show how recipes can carry memory, identity, and humor across loss. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Greek family cooking as a living record of inheritance. The book treats Greek recipes as more than instructions for dinner. Each dish functions as evidence of how culinary knowledge moves through families, especially in immigrant households where cooking often becomes a primary form of cultural transmission. By organizing the book around recipes learned from his mother, Konstantelis shows that home cooking can preserve language, technique, and values that might otherwise fade. The emphasis on staples such as spanakopita, moussaka, dolmades, and keftedakia reinforces that the book is grounded in recognizable Greek domestic food rather than restaurant-style reinterpretation. This matters because it positions the cookbook as a record of everyday heritage, not a polished showcase of elite gastronomy. Readers interested in Greek-American identity will recognize that the recipes do cultural work. They maintain continuity between generations, anchor family memory, and keep traditions usable in the present. The practical value of the book is therefore tied to preservation, not just flavor. Secondly, grief is framed through cooking rather than abstract reflection. A central strength of the book is its use of food as a structure for processing loss. Instead of presenting grief as a detached memoir theme, the author embeds it in the routine act of cooking, which makes mourning feel concrete and repeatable. Recipes become a way to stay connected to the mother who inspired them, and the kitchen becomes a place where absence can be acknowledged without being reduced to sentimentality. This approach gives the book emotional clarity. Grief is not solved, but it is made livable through habits, repetition, and remembrance. The source material suggests that the author explicitly presents the cookbook as an exploration of grief told through food, which helps explain why the narrative tone alternates between sadness and humor. That balance is important because it reflects how real family grief often works, especially when someone was known for a strong personality. The result is a cookbook that offers emotional context for cooking, making each recipe part of a larger act of remembrance. Thirdly, comedy gives the memoir its voice without weakening its sincerity. Gus Konstantelis is a comedian, and that background shapes the book's tone in a meaningful way. The humor is not decorative. It is part of how the author remembers his mother and communicates the force of her personality. Public descriptions of the book emphasize that his mother was witty, outspoken, and widely loved online, which explains why comedy fits naturally into the memoir element. This creates a distinctive reading experience. The book can be funny, affectionate, and sad within the same section without feeling disjointed. That tonal flexibility is one of its main analytical features, because it allows the author to avoid the flatness that can come from overly solemn grief writing. Instead, humor becomes a form of fidelity to the subject. It preserves character, captures family dynamics, and keeps the voice grounded in lived experience. For readers, this means the book is likely to be more emotionally accessible than a purely serious memorial cookbook, while still remaining sincere about loss and familial dependence. Fourthly, authentic recipes are presented as practical, tried and true home dishes. The cookbook's culinary appeal lies in its emphasis on authenticity and usability. The available descriptions stress that the recipes are tried and true, suggesting that the book aims to reproduce reliable home cooking rather than modernized or simplified trend food. That distinction matters because many cultural cookbooks either overexplain heritage dishes or adapt them so heavily that they lose specificity. Here, the value appears to come from keeping the dishes recognizable and functional for home cooks who want to make them in a real kitchen. Recipes such as yuvetsi, avgoli mono, Greek Easter dishes, and leukomades indicate a broad range of savory and festive cooking, giving the book seasonal and ceremonial reach. This also broadens its audience beyond readers seeking only a few popular Mediterranean recipes. The practical implication is that the book can serve as both a household recipe collection and a cultural reference point. It teaches through repetition and tradition, making the food feel dependable rather than curated for performance. Lastly, the book stands out as a cookbook, memoir, and tribute in one form. What differentiates this title from many other cookbooks is its hybrid structure. It is not only a recipe collection and not only a memoir, but a deliberate combination of the two. That format gives it a broader literary and emotional function than a standard regional cookbook. The recipes provide utility, the stories provide context, and the tribute to Julia gives the book a memorial purpose. This structure also helps explain its appeal to multiple readerships, at once people drawn to Greek food, readers interested in family memoirs, and audiences who appreciate humor grounded in cultural specificity. The book's publishing and promotional context reinforce that it is being positioned as a personal debut project with strong identity focus, rather than a generic food title. As a result, its value lies in integration. It does not separate cooking from memory or comedy from mourning, but shows how they coexist in family life. For readers, that makes it both emotionally distinctive and practically memorable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a cookbook with narrative depth, especially those interested in Greek home cooking, immigrant family traditions, or memoirs shaped by loss. It will also appeal to readers who appreciate humor as part of serious personal storytelling, since the author's comedy background gives the writing a voice that is lively without becoming flippant. In practical terms, the book offers a usable set of more than 75 recipes rooted in familiar Greek household cooking, so it can function as an everyday reference as well as a cultural keepsake. Intellectually, it shows how food can preserve family memory and how a recipe collection can serve as a form of grief work. What makes it stand out is the combination of authenticity, emotional specificity, and tonal range. Many cookbooks include anecdotes, and many memoirs include food. But this book is built around the idea that the recipes themselves are part of the story. That makes it more personal than a conventional heritage cookbook, and more grounded than a typical grief memoir. If you would like to support Gus Konstantelis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.